Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Ooh, girl, I cannot hear myself talk.
You know what I was thinking, though, about the chair?
The mystery. So the people on my street had a chair, a leather sofa chair, on their lawn with a sign that said free on it.
And they put it out there on Saturday afternoon, and for days there were no takers.
No.
I would find that just a crushing blow to my self-esteem.
Me too. It really makes you question your decor, your tastes, it's like, all of that stuff.
I can't even give away my chair for free.
I do have a hot update, though. Yesterday, I had to take my dog out for a walk and noticed the chair is gone.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Do you think they just took it back inside?
Because that's what I was trying to wonder.
They were embarrassed?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
You should go knock on the door and go, hey, do you have any chairs to give away?
Yeah, like I'm invested in this thing. I need to know where it went.
Yeah, did somebody take the chair? Or did they just put it in the backyard or in the shed or something? So they didn't have the chair of shame on their front lawn.
I wish I knew the answer to that. Now I'll never know.
Yeah.
It's like that Schrodinger's cat or whatever.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Like, did it disappear or did they just bring it back in? I'll never know unless I ask.
Go ask. I'll wait.
That would require me to have to get to know my neighbors, and I'm not about that.
Ooh. Wow. What if you need to borrow a cup of sugar? What if you're baking one Sunday afternoon? Mm. You know, when all the grocery stores are closed because it's Sunday and nothing's open.
That's right. It's 1950.
Uh-huh. And you're like, oh, my God, I need a cup of sugar for my souffle, or it's going to collapse. Do you go bang on the neighbor's door? Have you ever asked a neighbor to borrow something?
I have not.
No.
No. That's where I would just do a quick run to the grocery store.
Again, it's 1950.
Oh, that's right.
The grocery stores aren't open.
God, the 50s really make you forced interaction with your neighbors. That's the worst part about the 50s.
I know. I like the clothes. I kind of like the cars. I like a lot of the look, the aesthetic of the 50s, but that whole thing and knocking on your neighbor's door, no thank you. No microwave oven.
No, people were friendlier, more polite back then.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Nope.
Not one bit. So the chair saga is over, sadly. But I have found myself, I don't know why lately I've had just a hankering for a Costco hot dog. But I don't need to go on a Costco run at the moment.
And so, you're between Costco runs.
Yeah, I'm in between Costco purchases, but I want the hot dogs. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder, like, is there a wisp of sadness to going there just for the food?
Yes, there is. Yes, you didn't even have to finish that. It's no, I don't know. You could do some casual confused guy.
Let's do a lap around the store.
Yeah, and then exit through the self-checkout tills. So that people see you, like you could be going, like throwing up your hands, like, they didn't have the granola bars I wanted.
That's
hot dogs.
True.
Maybe I'll get a hot dog. it's going to require you to take some steps around the store.
Like, I feel weird enough. I've gone in there before just to buy one thing.
Yeah.
And, did I just get an email? That's nice. But yes. And you feel weird enough buying one thing at Costco, but let alone to buy nothing except a hot dog.
Yeah.
It does feel weird.
I don't know.
It does feel sad.
Or is it just you're a person, when you said that, it felt sad to me, but now that I stop and think about it, I'm like, no, that's a person that knows what they like and they know where to go to get it and they don't care. So
I wish I was that brave.
No, go get yourself a Costco hot dog, Bryce. You deserve it.
Eat it on one of those red tables that they have in there.
Get extra onions.
Get one of those ice creams.
Yeah.
Well, that might be too much.
Do you ever sit alone in the Costco and eat your hot dog?
I've never eaten in the Costco.
You take it back to the car?
I take the show on the road.
I love the fries and the chicken fingers in there.
I've never had them.
Oh, you should do it.
I've never had the chicken fingers.
Why don't you go there today on your way home, get fries, chicken fingers, and a hot dog?
I saw somewhere online, too, and this is for the for the gym rats.
Okay.
Then apparently the cheese pizza there, like a slice of that, has an insane amount of protein in it.
Oh?
It's like one of the best sources of protein you can find.
And lots of protein's a good thing?
Apparently.
Okay.
Apparently need lots of protein. Yeah. Or so I've been told.
I didn't get this buff by reading about protein. I got this buff by going to the gym.
I want to get really buff and attribute all of the success to the cheese pizza.
At Costco.
At Costco.
And then you could get one of those like Jared from Subway type deals, except for, you know, where you're, oh boy.
That sounds sweet. And then I'll have a massive heart attack, huge jammer, and die.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet.
Wow! I could use a pick-me-up now.
Well, I do have to make a stop on my way home today, and you know where that stop is?
Hang on a second, though. Are you going to do it pre-hot dog?
Ooh.
Or post? Because you don't want to...
It'll like, be pre.
Yes, because you don't want to have the hot dog onion breath while you're talking to the Lube City attendant.
That's exactly it. When they come to bend down to your window to ask you what kind of oil you want, I don't want to be like, hi.
Yeah, you want them to feel like, oh, did that guy just polish off a sleeve of Mentos?
Those Costco hot dogs do leave...
They do. They stick with you for a few minutes.
They stay with you.
Yeah, but so, okay. Go to Lube City, get your oil changed first.
Yes.
And then drive directly to Costco and get yourself that hot dog.
Oh, what a day.
Now, is there a Lube City near a Costco?
Pretty close. They're so conveniently located.
Well,
I think there's two in the immediate vicinity that I can think of. That's how convenient it is.
Look at you. Your day is planned out. Now, if you're elsewhere and you need to find out if there's a Lube City near your Costco,
yes,
go to lubecity.ca. There are 27 locations in Alberta. There's got to be some near your Costco.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Where did you come from?
That's a question that can get you in a lot of trouble without the proper context.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
The Garner Andrews Show, the show that stars you and wherever you may come from. We were discussing just about the number of people that are coming to Alberta these days from other parts of the country because, you know, it used to be your money went further here. I don't know if it goes quite as far as it used to, but it obviously goes further than it does in, say, BC or Ontario. And I said, hey, did you come from somewhere else and how's it going for you? I don't know. This person just says, hey, I'm Austin. I moved here last year. So far, not great. And then I wrote back and I said, where did you come from? But Austin didn't respond. Somebody else said, I came here from the Maritimes 20 years ago and absolutely love it here. Alberta changed my life. I am no longer dirt poor, just kinda poor, but rich enough to have normal things. Somebody else said, I moved here in September for the third time. I followed my spouse. He needed to find better work. Took me a while to find work, but I started last week. It's a great job. Got a sweet downtown job. Well, congratulations. How about you? Did you come from elsewhere? Is it working out for you?
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
This one says, I came from Winnipeg in 2012. Salary was higher. Met my spouse that was born here. Have stayed. However, I miss public insurance, hydro, and honey dill sauce. Alberta has been disappointing in those areas. You can't get honey dill sauce here? I don't even know if I've had honey dill sauce, but that's all I'm going to think about now. That sounds fantastic. Somebody else said, moved here 15 years ago from Ontario when I joined the Army, got out of the Army 5 years later, decided to stay. I love this city and this province. The only thing I don't understand is why Oilers fans hate the Maple Leafs. We aren't rivals. I think everybody hates the Maple Leafs. Like, if you're not a Leafs fan, you hate them. I don't know. Is it because they get all the hockey attention from the national media? Is that what it is? Maybe. Somebody said, good morning, Garner. I moved here from Saskatoon, or from Saskatchewan. Goose Hunter's Paradise. 25 years ago to go to university. I've been here ever since. That's what my beautiful bride and I, we left BC back in the mid-90s because We wanted to try Alberta. We wanted to try something. It was terribly expensive in BC even back then. And it worked out for us.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
You come from, what, 3 hours down the highway?
Yeah. Born and bred in this country.
Well.
In this province.
I mean, I come from... Regina!
Experience Regina!
Where?
Well, I come from...
Regina! Experience Regina!
I was born there, lived there till I was 2 months old, and then I just had to get out.
Oh, yeah?
Had to get out. Got my own place in Moose Jaw.
At 2 months old?
2 months old, yeah. They'll rent to anyone there.
That's impressive.
So, yeah, so I come from the old country. I've been gone from Saskatchewan for a long, long time, though. Did a lap around BC. Oh, God's country. Lived out there for a while. And then I'm like, what about Alberta? So we came to Alberta. And we're not going anywhere. I did both of the big cities, though. Calgary for 10. Here for... It was my 19th anniversary in Edmonton last Saturday.
Ooh, how did you celebrate?
Went to Happy Beer Street.
Oh, there you go.
Went to a bunch of breweries with some friends. It was good. No, I have no plans to go anywhere else. But we're just sort of... We're discussing, like, did you come from elsewhere to find a better way of life? In Alberta, because there sure seems to be a lot of people headed this way now, especially from BC. A lot of people coming from BC. A lot of people coming from Ontario, too. So I asked the question, where did you come from? Somebody said, I moved here with my ex from Nova Scotia 5 or 6 years ago. Everything was great. We've since broken up.
Ooh.
And I don't know how people live here. Everything is so expensive. I pay $1,000 for a third of a house. What is Alberta?
What yeah, that Alberta mean? Advantage is slowly disintegrating, isn't it? The cost of living is going through the roof.
But I still feel like if you need opportunity and you need to make your dollar go further, it's still probably one of the better places to go. And there's nothing wrong with Saskatchewan, nothing wrong with Manitoba, but do they have the industry to support you?
If I would you say... Flock there? The answer to that question, no.
No.
But that person who texted earlier about the honey dill sauce apparently is...
What is that?
...better in Manitoba. I don't know, but I don't know. That might have me coming knocking.
Like, two of my favorite flavors are honey and dill. I don't know. Like, what is that sauce? What do you put that on? Honey dill sauce. What does that go on?
Salmon?
Really?
Eh. I don't know.
Manitoba, not exactly known for their salmon, but yeah. How about you?
Yeah, that's true.
Where did you come from?
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Hey, Shotgun. Nothing scientific here. This is just purely anecdotal. One of my best friends, who it was originally from Alberta, moved to BC, spent over a decade in BC, and just moved back to Alberta last summer. And this guy tracks everything in, like, some spreadsheet, like one of those personal budgeting software things. If you strip out housing, he says everything is more expensive here. BC, like, there's a public insurance, there's just our user fees here. Like, you know, you get nickel and dime for anything anywhere you go. Our garbage, our power, our water. He says, yeah, if you strip out housing, everything's more expensive.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, somebody else said almost exactly that same thing. And again, we don't have actual numbers, but your buddy isn't the only person saying that. How about you? Get in touch with the show. Oh, this one. Hey, I came to Canada from Australia 13 years ago. I was in Toronto until 2019, and then we came to Edmonton after I had a big job offer. We visited Edmonton first, fell in love with the city, so made the big move. Drove across the country with our cats and rented a place before buying our first home and settling down. Have to say we love it here, and you guys are by and far the best thing about the city. Well, thank you. Thank you for the kind words.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
God, everybody's got a Crown Royal bag, except for you, apparently, Bryce.
Yeah, not a hard liquor man, that's why.
No?
No, but I kind of, now I just feel left out. Like, I know what they are. They look fun.
It's so
weird. They look
weird.
Useful.
Like, the other night, like, this conversation just came up with my friends. All of a sudden, we're like, oh, yeah, I got one of those, too. I keep my blank in it. So everyone was discussing their crown. Mine, in particular, that's where I keep all my spare batteries, in a Crown Royal bag, in the laundry room. That's where you go. If you need a couple of double A's, Bryce, you come to my house. You ask for the Crown Royal bag.
A lot of people, because we put it in the Facebook comment page, and a lot of Dungeons & Dragons dice being kept in these things.
I know Kenny Wozniak, who used to do our weekly Dungeons & Dragons report here on this show, until it got canceled, he carried his dice. He had a 20-sided die that he would keep in a Crown Royal bag. He had so many dice. Scrabble tiles, a lot of people said that.
Yeah, Josh on Facebook. This one is very specific to a certain time in our history, but he said that he used to take his Pogs to elementary school in a Crown Royal bag.
Didn't we have somebody else say, was it Sean commented and said that he used to take his lunch to school in elementary school in a Crown Royal bag?
Boy, oh boy.
I remember that somebody went on a school trip too and said that their mom gave them a Crown Royal bag and that's what they used as their wallet. I love that.
Yeah, and the guy I saw at the gym, that's why he carried like his wallet and his keys and his water bottle he kept in a Crown Royal bag.
While he was in the squat rack?
While he was sculpting his guns.
Yeah. Terry says, mine has my badges from Cub Scouts, my grandpa's badges from his uniform from World War II, and my dad's badges from his time in the fire department. Oh, that's a generational Crown Royal bag, that one right there. So is this one. My Crown Royal bag was originally my grandparents'. It holds my Scrabble letters in my Scrabble set, which was also originally theirs. It's been doing this job since at least the late 1950s, when my grandparents would play Scrabble while waiting up for my mom to get home from dates.
Oh, baby.
Ooh.
Do they still sell Crown Royal with the bags?
Mine, I bought a bottle of Crown Royal, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago. We were having a Christmas party and I was just buying a bunch of boozes. I didn't know what people wanted. I don't drink it. But my Crown Royal bag is probably 6 or 7 years old. So at that time, you still got them.
You know who probably has a bunch?
Who?
Dave Grohl.
You think so?
The guy loves Crown Royal to the point, didn't he do a Super Bowl commercial for them? Where he thanked Canada?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Because it's from Winnipeg, isn't it?
It's from, not Winnipeg.
Small town Manitoba?
Gimli.
Home of the Gimli Glider.
Yeah.
And Crown Royal.
That's right.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Yeah, everybody's got a Crown Royal bag somewhere in their house, and you use it for, Scrabble tiles.
Marbles.
A lot of people kept marbles in them. But I got a text message, and I have this person on the phone right now. This might be the greatest thing ever that is stored inside a Crown Royal bag. I hope this person is still on the... Hello?
Hello, Mark here.
Hey, Mark, it's Garner.
Hey, Garner, how are you, pal?
Good. You might be the clubhouse leader on what do you keep in your Crown Royal bag?
Hey, I don't text in or call into radio shows. I thought this one would be pretty funny.
This is spectacular because everybody else is like, I keep my Scrabble tiles. I mean, mine is lame. I keep my batteries, my spare batteries in my Crown Royal bag. But please tell us what you're keeping in yours.
Yeah, I keep my Olympic gold medal in my Crown Royal bag. When we won a gold medal in Vancouver in 2010, our protective cases never made it home. And I had a Crown Royal bag sitting at home, and I put the medal in there, and it's been in there ever since. So 14 years in a CR bag.
That is so top that, everybody. Do you have a gold medal, an Olympic gold medal in a Crown Royal bag? I'll bet you don't.
Hey, they're great bags, eh? The purple, and you described it perfectly. So it just seemed like a perfect place to put it.
Yeah, it just seems like you're finished with the Crown Royal, and it's like, well, this bag, I don't want to throw it out. There's high perceived value in this.
Yeah, let's put it to good use.
Yeah. Hey, how often, can I ask you, as an Olympic gold medalist, Mark, how often do you take that medal out and just sort of wear it around the house?
Not very often anymore. You know what? It used to come out a lot. We used to do a lot of events, and I believe you even wore it one day, as
That's
you mentioned.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We used to pop by a lot of places and show it to a bunch of kids at schools. And I have to say, it's been in that bag kind of lonely for the past couple of years. So maybe I'll have to pull it out and wear it around once in a while.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe you just have to go to the store to buy dog food or something. Just wear it into the grocery store. Just No context whatsoever. Just walk around wearing it. You're allowed to. You won a gold medal. Not many people have one of those.
Good point, Garner. I think I'm going to do that.
Okay. Hey, Mark, thanks for being out there and wear that thing proudly, okay?
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it. Love your show. All the best.
Okay, thank you. Mark Kennedy, everybody.
Mark Kennedy, gold medal winning curler
in
at
a
the
Crown
Vancouver
Royal
Olympics.
Bag.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's a tough one to beat.
That should be an ad for Crown Royal. That should... How is he not endorsed by Crown Royal?
I agree with what you're saying, though. Like, how funny would it be on a hot, sticky July day, he's just sitting on a patio somewhere on White Avenue with a gold medal around his neck?
I would not look down on a person doing that. I'd be like, no, you earned that. You should wear that. It's like firefighters, first responders, military people, they all have places to go where they get to wear their medals. Whereas an Olympian, after you're done and retired from the sport, where do you go to wear your gold medal? You have no opportunity. Wear it to a patio on White Avenue this summer, Mark.
Yeah, when you go to a wedding, wear it.
Yes. Job interview.
Wear it. Oh, that'll get you a job.
When you're driving your car and you're doing 60 in a 50 zone and the police pull you over, just have that, throw it around your neck. When the cop taps on your window, they're like, oh, carry on, gold medalist, carry on.
I like the idea, too, keeping it in the Crown Royal bag. It's just smart. If a burglar breaks in, they're looking for safes. They're looking for wallets. They're not looking in Crown Royal bags.
They're not looking for what they think is your collection of marbles or Scrabble tiles.
Or Dungeons and Dragons dice.
It's a great security device.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
This person says, au contraire, gentlemen, as a former criminal.
Ooh.
That's one of the key points they taught us in crime school.
Ah.
Always check the Crown Royal bag. Valuables are most often kept in there. Most often jewelry or rare coins, or possibly at least a bottle of Crown Royal. From Anonymous.
Damn.
Ooh, that's juicy.
So the criminals are savvy now.
Oh, yeah, they're already on to you.
Oh, man, they're too smart.
So Mark Kennedy, who we had a Olympic gold medalist, Mark Kennedy, who was on 15 or 20 minutes ago saying that that's where he keeps his gold medal, is in a Crown Royal bag.
Beautiful.
I just love that story so much.
Beautiful.
This one, Crown Royal. My dad used to be a drinker. My mom went into labor with me. He stopped on the way to the hospital to get a bottle of Crown Royal to celebrate. When my dad saw me, he quit drinking, and now I have that bottle of Crown Royal 53 years later.
Ooh.
That's what I keep in mind, Chris. Okay, well, that's a good one.
Dumb guy question. Could you still crack that open, or would Crown Royal go bad after?
Oh, it'd be rotten.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like egg salad. It goes bad.
I knew it.
Yeah. So bring it to me. I will dump it down. No, I don't want Crown Royal. I don't drink that stuff.
No, neither do I.
Although, a couple of weeks ago, I was standing in a liquor store, and I'm tired of beer. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still like it. But that day, I was tired of beer. And I was going to a get-together. And I bought myself a few cans of those pre-mixed. It was Crown Royal and Coke Zero.
Oh, yeah, right.
Pre-mixed. Fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Doesn't come in a bag, though.
No, just comes in a can that looks suspiciously like a can of Coke Zero.
Ooh.
I imagine children everywhere downing those, finding them in the fridge and downing them.
Accidentally take that on a road trip, end up in prison.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm. Mystery candy.